Track 3, news stories. Town divided over plans to improve the waterways. A petition calling for the brook in Dawlish to be dredged has divided the town over the best way to look after the waterway. Resident Linda Marsh has started the petition, which has more than 100 signatures, urging councils and the Environment Agency to dredge the brook immediately. In the petition, she says, "It is not just an environmental responsibility, but also a commitment to preserving our town's pride and the legacy of natural beauty we wish to pass on to future generations. The brook, once teeming with life and a joy to behold, is now approaching a dangerous point of neglect. Let us come together as a community to ensure this vital restoration work is undertaken without delay." However, the issue of dredging the brook has been addressed regularly over the last few years. The cost to dredge the stretch from Barton Hill down to the sea is estimated to be in the millions of pounds. The brook, an iconic feature in Dawlish attracting tourists, was last dredged in 2013, when 800 tonnes of silt and other debris were removed in a bid to reduce the flooding risk. In 2024, there were calls for action after the town developed its own islands in the stream. But the issue of to dredge or not to dredge is an ongoing problem, as environmentalists argue it should be left undisturbed. Much of the material comes from normal erosion upriver, and some is naturally washed out to sea. Others fear a lack of maintenance leaves low-lying areas of the town at risk of flooding. However, since previous calls for dredging, the Wade Group, Waterways Around the Dawlish Environment, was set up and has been regularly working with to improve the look by removing some material and the wildlife habitat. Wade has also announced it is planning another session on June 16th to try to remove 100 cubic tonnes of material from the water. Wade co-founder Scott Williams said, "We are embarking on a scheme of planting with a view to seeing what actually might protect the trout, and we actually have more brown trout than most rivers in South Devon." Others agree with Brooke, who is now teeming with life, and argue that dredging it would kill its ecosystem. The waterfowl like to roost on the islands, preferably those with vegetation, more so since the aviary is currently out of action following the avian flu outbreak. It has also been argued bringing in machinery for dredging would destroy the current ecosystem, which would take years to recover. Since work has been ongoing by Wade, there has been a visible increase in wildlife, including kingfishers and other birds, as well as more fish and water plants and weed.
Death sentence claim over quarry extension. People living near a massive proposed extension to a quarry in Kingstainton say the development will leave them at the mercy of dangerous silica dust. One told a Devon County Council meeting, planning permission would be a death sentence for Kingstainton residents. The residents used the County Council's public forum section to air their fears over the proposed extensions to the Zitherixon quarry at Rackerhays, which would also mean the felling of hundreds of mature trees. Opponents of the quarry extension say silica dust has been detected on car windscreens and in gardens a kilometre away from the quarry. Annie Cowell of Kingstainton told the meeting the extension would be a large health hazard within walking distance of two primary schools, a secondary school, a rugby club, a scout hut and residential properties. She said the town would be living with the consistent threat of silica dust and added, "Who would want to live and bring children to an area that holds such a devastating threat?" Fellow Kingstainton resident Catherine Estelle told the meeting, "It is not just about extracting clay. It's about the long-term impact on people's homes, health, wildlife, and one of the last green buffers between our community and heavy industry. The woodland at risk is mature broadleaf woodland, and once it is gone, it cannot simply be replaced by planting saplings somewhere else." She said Sibelco had stated in 2013 that it had sufficient ball clay for the next 50 years. She added, "If that was the case then, what has changed now?" And Holland Risley of the Save Our Trees campaign said, Dust was the most pressing issue around the proposed extension. The most dangerous dust is often invisible, he said. Devon residents' health and well-being must not be traded for financial gain. Sibelco did not have a representative at the County Council meeting to respond, but said afterwards in a statement, "As a long-standing and responsible local operator, we maintain robust environmental management and monitoring procedures across all our operational sites. Any application to consolidate the existing planning permissions for Zitheriksen Quarry and recommence mining operations will be subject to a comprehensive environmental impact assessment. This requires Sibelco to demonstrate that future operations will be carried out in accordance with legislation, policy and industry best practice under the regulatory oversight of the local authority, the environmental agency and other statutory agencies. Silica dust can become an airborne hazard from ball clay working, such as that at Kingstainton, depending on how it is handled and managed. Prolonged inhalation of crystalline silica dust can cause lung fibrosis, commonly referred to as silicosis. Sibelco says it enforces strict workplace controls and says the health and safety of its workers and local communities is a primary priority and dust generation must be strictly monitored and controlled.
Police use drones to deter antisocial behaviour. Police drones were launched over Tynmouth during an operation to deter antisocial behaviour following reports of nuisance incidents on the water and near the quayside. The operation took place earlier this month at the busy coastal town, and those taking part included the Tynmouth Neighbourhood Police Team, the Devon and Cornwall Police Drone Team, a South Devon Neighbourhood Support Team and the local harbour master. There are also police officers checking for drink drivers in the area. Drones were deployed to monitor activity over land and water, and police are pleased to report that no nuisance use of jet skis or other watercraft was identified, with most visitors acting responsibly. Neighbourhood Beat Manager PC Ben Chadwick coordinated the operation. He explained, "One of the reasons we set up this operation is that we see an increase in antisocial behaviour when the good weather returns. A jet skier was recently injured in Tynmouth and had to be airlifted to hospital. Thankfully, on that occasion, the incident did not turn out to be as seriously as it could have been. We're not here to spoil anyone's fun, but we're asking people not to engage in nuisance behaviour, which could be risky to themselves or others. Please obey speed limits in the harbour and don't behave in an antisocial manner. Respect other water users and local residents. We're also reminding visitors, many of whom travel from other parts of the southwest to enjoy Tynmouth, that we will not tolerate drinking and driving as it ruins lives. Lots of people came to talk to us at the engagement van and we gave out plenty of stickers to children. Many passers-by said they were glad to see us out and about in the town, carrying out extra foot patrols, and were reassured by the increased police presence. It is a great way to connect with more people and to remind them we are here to keep them safe. Day-to-day policing continued as normal during the weekend operation, and extra officers assisted with quickly locating a six-year-old child who had been reported as missing. Police teams will continue to collect evidence using tactics such as drones, CCTV and automatic number plate recognition and disrupt any offenders. Action will be taken against those who flout the law. Associated British Ports, the UK's leading port operator and the owner of the Port of Tynmouth, is urging everyone to take water safety seriously and to stay out of the water in and around ports. A spokesman said, "Ports and harbours are industrial working environments and are not designed for swimming or recreation. There are hidden dangers, including strong and unpredictable currents, submerged hazards and vehicle movements. These risks are present even when water looks calm and there are no vessels nearby. Swimming, diving, or using watercraft in port areas puts lives at risk and is not safe.